Paranormal News Insider from ParanewsInsider.com. Presented by GrandDarkConspiracy.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 7th, 2013.
Hey, Beavis. I got an idea.
Yeah, me too. Let's go over to Stuart's house and burn something.
No, dumbass. Let's become one of those stand-up chameleons and make a lot of money.
Yeah, money rules.
We're there, dude.
Well, here we go again. A press conference was called in Dallas, Texas last Tuesday by Adrian Erickson and Melba Ketchum to announce to the world that Bigfoot is indeed real, once and for all. This claim was supported by high-definition video of the creature in action, including a close-up of a Bigfoot sleeping, as well as the face of the famed Matilda, who is purportedly an older Bigfoot. Yes, this is the same information that was presented last year. The Sasquatch Genome Project, as Melba Ketchum calls her completely ridiculous pseudoscientific effort to validate Bigfoot DNA, has set out to validate the existence of these creatures through their DNA. The biggest problem is that nothing has been peer-reviewed. The so-called evidence was published by a journal that she purchased, and those scientists who were willing to pay to read it have been able to tear it apart without even sampling the DNA. Well, what about the high-definition video footage? Well, first of all, the footage was grainy and not very high-def at all. One clip included a Bigfoot sleeping. The obvious thing here is, if you're able to get that close, why is only part of the creature revealed, and why is there no other evidence of this creature at all? I mean, did it wake up? The Matilda close-up footage has been said to resemble Chewbacca from Star Wars fame. Are these people really trying to convince other people that Bigfoot is real? Do they really believe what they are doing? Well, actually, the whole thing seems to stem from a movie that will soon be released by the Erickson Project. We seriously need to start ignoring these claims until something relevant can be displayed or work is peer-reviewed by someone without something to sell.
We're gonna be rich.
Well, speaking of hoaxes, last year a photograph of the Loch Ness Monster was shown by a Loch Ness Monster boat captain, George Edwards. It had been figured out back then that the photograph was actually a prop that was used by the National Geographic Channel to shoot a show, but Edwards never came clean. Well, he's now come clean and stated he merely did it for fun. But I'm sure the attention and money was good as well. And back to Bigfoot, a hiker in Pennsylvania took a couple of photographs of two apparent Bigfoot last week walking through the woods at Kinzua State Park. John Stoneman was driving when he noticed the two upright creatures and took photographs of them from behind the wheel of his car. The objects do not resemble bears, and hunting season had not yet been open when the photographs were taken. And so far, no further information has been gathered. And in UFO news, a small Maya town in southern Yucatan was the site of a mysterious fireball and subsequent earth-shattering explosion. Witnesses stated the fireball landed and destroyed buildings and power lines. It appeared to be meteorite fragments, but locals found and photographed a humanoid figure that they feel was on board a craft that intercepted the meteoroid on its way to their town, and that the dead alien gave its life to save them. Looks like a bunch of rocks to me. And in other news, scientists have validated that knocking on wood can reverse bad luck.
He said wood.
Morning wood.
Yes, I said wood. The report states that participating in rituals can eliminate elevated concerns of something bad happening. So when tempting fate, feel free to throw some salt or knock on wood.
He said wood. I never wanted to be a scientist anyways. Science sucks.
Yeah, really. Let's go break something.
Yeah.
And supposedly something was leaked at NASA. There was a website that claimed that on November 13th there would be something revealed that would be the biggest, I should say, quote, the biggest discovery that will shake the Earth. It will never be the same again, unquote. And now, we are going to debut this. Even though it's not until November 13th, they've decided to debut it early. I was able to get a hold of this link, and I clicked on it, and this is what was recorded. Enjoy this.
I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. Whoa, who's that? I think that's me. I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. I'm a purple ninja and I'm so cool. Whoa, who's that? I think that's me. Sipping on purple, yeah, that's the shit. Looking all purple, yeah, that's what's up. I think I'm a turtle, OMG swag. Whoa, who's that? I think that's me. I walk out the door, I fly through my neighborhood. Eyes on me, they be saying, who that do? Y'all already know, I'm a purple ninja. Purple ninja, swipe, swipe. Purple ninja, swipe, swipe. Ayy, and I came out the fairy world.